Well, I was finishing up my doctorate at the Eastman School, and of course was looking for a position, and actually had several interviews at various colleges. And when I was invited for an interview here, I was immediately wishful that I would get the position because, one, it was a state university. State university for the state of Missouri, and I just thought that there would be a lot of potential in a situation such as at MU, and I believe that was true, and I still believe it's true. So I came here essentially from Rochester. I'd had some teaching experience before that, and as I said, was out looking for positions and had interviewed at other campuses at various places, but this was the one that struck me as was having the most potential. And I was treated very kindly. Charlie Kyriakos was head of the theory composition area at that time, and was treated very graciously by him and other faculty members. And it turned out to be a very welcoming place. And fortunately, I was offered the position, and I quickly accepted it.
And how many years were there between when you accepted the position and when you finally retired?
The initial retirement was 48 years. So I came here in the fall of 1967. After I told Dr. Gaines that I was going to retire, the university asked me if I would be willing to do part-time teaching, just exclusively of composition. One of the things that made it a difficult decision, and one of the things that I kept teaching for so long, was I really loved interacting with the young students, the young composers. I hated it to stop doing that. I eagerly accepted Dr. Gaines' invitation to do part-time teaching, and I did that for 2 years. My final teaching was this past May, although I worked, I taught in the summer composition camp that we have for high school students, and I worked with the International Composers Festival in late July this year also. So all things considered, I suppose that this past July was my swan song. So I am now officially retired and have no obligations. If the university would ask me to do some things, like with the summer composition camp, or I'd certainly be willing to consider doing that because, I love doing those things, and so. But I also know that I couldn't continue to teach forever, and so I was going to have to stop doing it at some time. So this seemed like an appropriate time to do that.
That's the voice of, are you a professor emeritus? How did the study of composition and the teaching of musical composition change during those 5 decades from your vantage point?
Well, I think the technology has had a huge impact on all of that. When I first began teaching, desktop computers, laptops, tablets, cell phones, none of those things existed. And certain things remain constant. And so one of the things that I did then and I do now, and I also believe that my colleagues, Dr. Freund and Dr. Cheatham, who preceded Dr. Freund, we want students to listen to music, especially 21st century music, and study scores of composers. And, you know, we like to say, well, you know, Beethoven is just as valid today as he was in the 19th century. And so we don't forego recommending that students study the classics, if you will, But we also want them to study what's happening new in the world of music. And so I was recommending that to students 50 years ago, and I recommend it to students today. As I mentioned previously, what has changed, I think, is the use of technology. And so there are applications, notation applications, for example, such as Finale and Sibelius. There are two competitors in the music engraving field. And most students today will bring their compositions to a lesson on either a computer or a flash drive or something, or send it to me as an email attachment or something of that nature. And I can look at what the student has done on a computer screen. It'll play it back for me with the proper timbres indicated. So if it's for string quartet, it'll be played back as using strings and so forth. Those timbres are not like the real deal of hearing really live performance, because after all, it is a computer. But it's getting better all the time. That is one of the biggest changes that has occurred in the time that I've been teaching.
Thinking back to the time that you were actively teaching at the University of Missouri, who are some names? Who are a few people who have had an outsized impact on your career?
Charles Kyriakos, I think, has had a huge impact on my teaching, especially of classes. And as I said, I'd had some teaching experience when I came here, but not to the extent that Charlie Kyriakos had. And I remember knocking on his door frequently, asking questions about, in your opinion, what's the best way to get this point across, or how come students didn't do well on this examination? Is the examination too difficult, or is it a poorly written examination, or those kinds of things? And he would give me really positive feedback, and it was a great learning experience for me. And so I think on the academic side of things, Charlie was just very, very helpful very influential from my perspective. John Cheatham's been a colleague for a long, long time, a fellow composer, and he's retired now, but the influence of John's music, his professionalism, all of those things has had an impact on me as well. And my young colleagues, Stefan Freund, has been, I think, a wonderful inspiration for me in so many different ways. Again, professionally and of high expectations. And likewise, Neil Minturn, who doesn't teach composition but teaches music theory, is just an absolutely wonderful, wonderful teacher. And even though I was one of the old guys around, one of the things that I said inspired me was seeing what the younger guys were doing, and in some sense, for me trying to latch on to some of the things that I witnessed the younger guys doing, and bringing that into my own teaching. I felt that was very, very exciting. So,
I've been visiting this hour with MU Professor Emeritus in the School of Music, Dr. Thomas McKinney. He's a snowbird this winter, spending a couple of months in Florida. I recently visited with him by phone. Dr. McKinney, enjoy your well-deserved vacation there, and thanks for visiting today.
Well, thanks for the interview, and I hope everything goes well, and I hope that you have a wonderful holiday.